This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Golly gee whizzikers, it's the DJV show. I'm a little lost in my own. I have a world of my own. We all have worlds.
Oh, we know.
Of our own. Oh, okay.
Dudley
just
Land. Dudley
down.
World. No, Dudley, Dudley. World. That
it was Dudley
better.
That's right. It was dubbed Dudley World by somebody that I cared a lot about who really understood what the nature of Dudley World was, or maybe is, in a manner of speaking. It's a world of fantasy. This radio program and the fantasy, it creates this a world of reality, but yet doing this sort of thing every day for as many years as I have, there's a sort of fantasy that gets created around it. It's like the world isn't really real. It's a figment of my imagination, or all of our imaginations. And that gets us into this deep, this really almost heavy mindset of what a lot of people, even though Einstein says you can't change energy, or it changes the shape, but it doesn't go away. And then you think about quantum physics and what's possible in the mind. I could be imagining you, Victoria. I could be imagining you, Kara. We could all be imagining each other and not really even exist. So what a waste of all this great stuff. We have at our fingertips. Anyway, welcome back to another hour of the DJV show. Hi, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer is not amongst us because she was, it's a whole long sorted story, involved in a political event that then she was capturing the attention of lots of people, and then they captured her, in a manner of speaking. But everything turned out okay, and it'll be a story for another day. Speaking of stories, the United States government and all of the fun we have with the various departments. For example, the Department of Agriculture this week publishing a report estimating that 35,891, that doesn't sound like an estimate, it sounds like a pretty specific number to me, 35,891 food retailers around the country have engaged in food stamp fraud. They are illegally trafficking in more than $1 billion worth of supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits. And this survey reflects on the last 3 years. So it basically happens, according to the folks at the Department of Agriculture, the SNAP benefits, SNAP is Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, but they call it SNAP. What happens is a SNAP recipient sells their benefits for cash to food retailers at a discount, the Food and Nutrition Service says. SNAP benefits are permitted for the purchase of eligible food items from authorized food retailers. The sale or exchange of SNAP benefits for anything other than food is illegal. So they're giving back cash to these food retailers. Regular stores, the food stores, the chains, are giving back, whether it's Publix or Albertsons or Ralph's or whoever it is, they are giving back money instead of food at a discount. Now, what do they do? Are they send it back in and get full cash out of it? I guess that's what they do, right? When you buy something, I've never done this, so maybe if somebody knows how to do this, if you have a welfare, basically it's a welfare chit, you bring it in, they don't want to call it welfare because that's politically incorrect, but that's what it is, food assistance. So you get food assistance, you go in, and instead of buying food, excuse me, let's say you have, you want to, the SNAP benefits are for $100. Instead of buying $100 worth of food, the stores are giving the each one of the beneficiaries $80 in cash, and this food, the store nets 20. That's what the government says they're doing, and they have been doing it. There are 300,000 stores authorized to accept SNAP benefits. So 10% of them have been cheating, in a sense. Is it cheating? It doesn't sound like it's right for me. If these people are supposed to be actually using them for food, what are they using the money for? Buying drugs or whatever? What if you're not using, if you've got these welfare chits, whatever they used to call them, what are they, food stamps. They used to call them food stamps. So you got food stamps, and you go in and you're supposed to be buying food with them, and you don't. You take the cash instead. What are you doing with the cash? Anybody want to speculate?
Well, maybe, I don't know. I don't really, what's the difference between that and the EBT cards?
I don't know. All I know is this, the SNAP program is what I'm familiar with because it's part of the Department of Agriculture. And because I'm a farmer, I watch these things because there are stories surrounding them all the time at what people get away with using them for that's not supposed to be in the... here we have a government program that has gotten way out of control, way too broad, way too many people are in it. And so what you've done is invite this illegal trafficking. That's what you've done. It's because it's so big and out of control. Instead of making it, there are people who deserve and need this support.
Mm-hmm.
How many there are, I'm guaranteeing you, isn't 48% of the population, which is how many people have some kind of welfare assistance like this. So it's so big and it's so open to fraud like this. Imagine legitimate food stores, 30,000 of them, engaging in this kind of traffic. It must be that they talk to each other and say, hey, guys, you want to make a quick 20? Take the $100 from the people who have it, give them back $80 in cash, and you charge the government $100.
That's where I'm scratching my head. I don't get that. How is that benefiting the stores if they're giving $80 of cash out of their registers to these people?
Because they're not selling anything. They're picking up
$20
cash, doing nothing.
Right, but that's even worse. They're giving away money. They're not actually selling any goods. They're just handing cash. That doesn't make any sense at all.
I don't know. The whole thing doesn't make sense. I don't like any of it, frankly, but...
That's what they say.
I'm very confused about that story.
Well, there you go. Check out the U.S. Department of Food and Agriculture, because that's where the information came from.
Hmm.
Here's another one from the government. Postal Service spending millions of dollars on a new television show. Yes, folks, your tax dollar. Well, I'm not sure, because the Postal Service is not supposed to be getting money from the government. It's supposed to be on its own. But we all know they get subsidies from the government.
They've right, because aren't out, they like $11 billion in debt every year?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. They can't. They haven't got enough to pay the retirement for their employees. That's where the government money comes from, to
right.
pay the retirement for retired Postal Service people. So anyway, they doled out $16 million to a television entertainment firm to produce and air this program aimed at educating teenagers and their parents about mail fraud. Huh. The agency says that
there's so much hilarity in this story.
Oh my God. The agency says the program is called The Inspectors, airs Saturday morning on CBS. Been a big success for them. It's paid for with money from the Postal Service Asset Forfeiture and Consumer Fraud Fund, not from postage revenue or from tax dollars. The initiative has come under fire. Senator McCaskill of Missouri says, quote, I know postal inspectors do great and important work, but I'm not sure that they need to be sponsoring a scripted TV drama when the agency is having such massive financial problems and closing post offices in Missouri and across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So Ms. McCaskill has been among those in Congress pushing for a postal bill that would help the agency save money. Yeah, duh. They could
spending
do that.
Like $5 million on a TV show that
no,
I've never
16
even heard of.
Million. 16 million.
16 million. 16.
Who has ever heard of this show?
Never heard of it. No. Never, ever, ever heard of it. But the fact that they say that, this is where, to me, this is hilarious. the fact that they're saying that they're, the point of the show is to educate teenagers. Okay, so teenagers are not watching this
show. Who's watching TV on Saturday morning? Yeah, right.
Teenagers are asleep.
Smooth.
Yeah. Teenagers are sleeping in when this show is on. Okay, I know because I'm still like a teenager on a Saturday morning. I'm sleeping in. So
6:30 Saturday morning it's on.
Oh, yeah. Good luck getting a teenager awake at 6:30 in the morning on a Saturday. Okay,
oh,
that's
God.
Number one. Number two. Teenagers don't see the mail, and teenagers don't have any mail unless it's like some direct communication coming from their school, because most people have gone green. And so the number of pieces of mail that people get on average is like a third of what it used to be. So there's really even no point of, there's no way to justify spending this money on an infomercial, basically, for the Postal Service when they've made themselves kind of obsolete as it is.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
I get about two pieces of mail, and it's just junk. Well, I get one thing from you every month. You're one thing from Doug.
Yeah,
and like one piece of spam
mail. The old time way of doing it.
Yeah,
things.
And like one piece of spam mail. And I get an email every morning from the U.S. Postal Service with a picture of what's going to be delivered that day. And it's never more than one or two items.
Nice scribble on an envelope.
Yes. So for them to spend $16 million on this. Hi, friends. It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Jenny had a dream of joining the national bobsled team. She worked out relentlessly and knew that if she just refused to give up, one day her dream would come true and she'd stand triumphantly up on the podium. But when her kids reminded her that she was 52 and she lived in Texas, and maybe she started dreaming this dream a little late in life, she gave up on not giving up. But then she heard how Geico could save her money on car insurance, so she switched and achieved that dream instead.
Hey, sis. It's nice to be able to meet for lunch for once.
It is. I was wondering if you'd want to cancel. What with it being bring your pet to work day in your office today.
What? How did you find that out?
Well, your colleagues seem super excited that the company has finally agreed to it.
Wait, but that hasn't been...
Oh, I would just love to bring Dixie to work. Could you imagine?
Hey, how do you know so much?
It's all on Indeed.com, on your company's page. Sounds like a pretty exciting place to work, actually. The culture seems like a great fit for me. And I noticed there were openings for account managers.
I think it could be a bit weird working together.
Relax, little sis. I'm kidding. Eat your salad.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For space girls. Excuse me, that may be a Freudian slip. Spice Girl fans everywhere. The news on Mel B and the rest of the Spice Girls is what we are focusing on here. 23 after the hour, it's the DJV show with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Kara's a big Spice Girls fan. I'm not sure about you, Victoria. You like the Spice Girls? You like this
I just accused Kara of not being as big of a fan as I am.
Okay. Ridiculous.
Ah, awful.
And Jen is a huge Spice Girls fan,
yes,
too.
Jennifer is, yes. So the rumor is, or was, that the royal wedding featuring Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, who's going to be the entertainment, and, well, most people speculated, including Kara, on Ed Sheeran making an appearance, but after co-hosting the real, there's a talk show on England called The Real, Mel B, who is Scary Spice, let it slip that the Spice Girls might have a prominent role in the royal wedding. Responding to the question, you know anybody invited to the royal wedding? Mel B said all five of the girls have been invited. She didn't go into detail about what the invitation itself looked like, but said it came in a proper box and had all the royal protocols attached to it.
Meghan Markle is living the dream. Not only is she marrying a prince, but she gets to invite all five of the Spice Girls to her wedding. It's like a dream come true for Diana.
There you go. All right, so anyway, that's the story about who's going to be at the royal wedding performing.
But, well, they might be performing, and that's really where, yes, they're invited, but they might actually be performing, so that would be amazing, and we're not going to see any of it.
Big. I wanted to say after the fact, won't there be video after the fact?
I doubt anybody's going to have a cell phone at the royal wedding recording stuff. I doubt it.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. Leave your cell phones at home. 25 after the hour now. Music news with a focus on David Crosby, who has planned a North American tour all by himself this year for the summer. Actually, starting this spring in April, he'll start recording his next album. Last year, he released an album called Sky Trails, his third album in 4 years. His 21-day tour will start May 19th in Tulsa and conclude June 29th at Morrison, Colorado's Red Rock Amphitheater, which is a fabulous, fabulous place. Ever seen any shows produced there? It's just really
nice. I've never been, but I've seen videos from there, and it looks incredible.
Tour also includes one-off gigs with Alison Krauss. That's going to be with her. He's going to be with her on June 6th in Vienna, Virginia. And Mary Chapin Carpenter also. He is set to appear on Harry Shearer's upcoming album as Spinal Tap member Derek Smalls on Smalls Change. That's an interesting reality. That LP out the 13th of April features guest spots from Steely Dan's Donald Fagen, Foo Fighters' Taylor Hawkins, Red Chili Peppers' Chad Smith, former Yes member Rick Wakeman, Dweezil Zappa, Joe Satriani, and Steve Vai. That's a pretty interesting group, actually.
Right?
Yeah, that's a very interesting group. All right, well, Crosby's still one toke over the line, as far as I'm concerned. He always has been. All right, what else have we got musically? Pentatonix. There's an interesting contrast. The announcement came out yesterday that they have a new album, and they're scheduling a massive tour all across our country. This is one of the most popular, wonderful a cappella groups to come along in a long, long time.
They're amazing. They really
PTX
are.
PTX presents Top Pop Volume 1 throughout the 13th of April. Feature a set of new covers from the group, the first in their PTX Presents series. The album features the newly released cover of Camila Cabello's. Am I doing that right? Is that close
Cabello.
Enough? Cabello. Her song, Havana. Here it is right there playing in the background. How about that? Following the album, they're going to embark on a 39-city North American tour, being Charlotte, Dallas, Phoenix. Now, there you go. Pentatonix. 28 after on the DJV show.
In today's automotive news, ready for a fresh look at 2019 models hitting showrooms this year? Acura is rolling out the new RDX. It has a new large grille design and new dynamic body design. Audi is showing off the new A7, pulling style from the new A8. The A7 will get a front fascia from the A8 and also get A8 interior design elements. Chevy will soon start selling the new Silverado, which is £450 lighter and comes in a diesel. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Let's have some fun as the hour progresses here on the DJV Show with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you into another good day of conversation. I said, let's have some fun. I'm looking around here, and I don't see. Wait a minute, where's my fun sheet? We start off with a focus on a school in Oklahoma, happens to be an elementary school, taking measures to protect its students. In case there's a school shooting, they have built 7 bulletproof shelters inside their classrooms in the elementary school in town. And these are smaller ones. The middle school has larger. So what are they doing at the high school? They're supposed to be building them in the high school as well. They haven't done that yet. I think this started, somebody had the idea that it would help, because it's a big tornado area, might help save children if there was a tornado. But now they're referring to them as bulletproof shelters. built by a company called Shelter in Place. And, excuse me, they are the first shelters to be installed in any school in the U.S. 35 students and two teachers can get inside one of these shelters. This is a smaller town. Same number of students who attended the Parkland High School attend the high school there. So what do we think of this idea? Would you like to send your child to a school that had emergency shelters in them that would protect them from a shooter, bulletproof glass, etc.? What do we think about education? How's education being? The world of public school education is done in America. It's finished. It's over.
Well, it just seems like, you know, it's so frustrating when you think about how different life is, and we've accepted that, and how different schools look and how they have to operate now. Shooter drills that kids have to do, and it's so sad. It's just so sad. But to answer your question, yes, anything that can lock the school down and protect it. Unfortunately, the reality is we need to make schools like a fortress. And so armed guards outside, I'm all for that. I'm all for a metal detector at entrances. That's what New York City public schools have. And I've said this before, there has never been a mass shooting in a New York City public school. That's just not a target because there's so many obstacles to get through, and you wouldn't get through the door.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm in favor of that. I am not in favor of bringing more guns into schools with teachers being armed. Not in favor of that. They're civilians. They shouldn't, even if they want to, that should not be the focus of why they're there. And, you know, if it's a retired military personnel with training, sure, I'm all for that. Having them be, you know, plain clothes, walking the halls, absolutely, I would feel safer with that. I just don't think that civilian teachers should be the ones making these split-second decisions of trying to save lives. What happens if someone else gets caught in the crossfire? There's so many things that could go wrong with that plan or that option that I just can't. There's nothing about it that makes me feel safer, and I would not want my child to have a teacher with a gun in the classroom. I just wouldn't.
This is going to be a boon for private school. It certainly is around this country. More and more people are wanting to have their kids go to some sort of religious school, Catholic school, something tied with religion, where these people don't seem
but
to stop.
But those schools are going to have to deal with the same types of things, too.
What a horrible statement on reality that is.
It is.
My God. All right, speaking of horrible statements on reality, North Korea apparently is shipping supplies to the Syrians for chemical weaponry. This report was issued on Tuesday by the UN, and the New York Times has it published today. It says the supplies include acid-resistant tiles, thermonuclear meters. What kind of nuts have we got in the world? What is there about people? What, are we crazy? Between the shooting of schools, these godforsaken idiots in the Middle East... Chlorine bombs the North Koreans are giving to the Syrians. Damn them. And the UN knows, so we must know, there were 40 shipments last year of prohibited missile parts and materials that have come from North Korea to Syria. Illicit trade. North Korea is not supposed to be doing any of this sort of thing according to the sanctions.
Yeah,
what a
well,
joke.
Apparently they're not that bothered by the sanctions.
No, apparently not. Well, anyway, I find this, it's just really,
I know, right?
I really, yeah. All right, let's do some traveling. Travel time. The FAA says not so fast to American and some of the other airlines that are making flying circumstances less than pleasant or comfortable, and people seem to be interested. I can't believe Spirit Airlines has as many planes as they are. Every time I go into an airport, I see a Spirit, one of the big, ugly, yellow planes. This is the worst airline that ever, ever has been conceived. An airline has no reason for being, and Frontier's not much better. The FAA reportedly close to deciding that it will, in fact, regulate how much space passengers get on airplanes, and this is because the airlines have screwed everybody over. It went from 35, in the year 2000, used to be 35 inches. Now, if you get 34 inches, you're put in the front of the plane. They call it in, on American, they call it something, what is it, MCE, or it's a members only, or whatever the hell they call it. You're supposed to, if you pay $50 more for a seat, or if you're like me and you travel a lot, they give you some kind of elite status, you can get into these main cabin extra, that's what it is. So you get extra leg room, but it isn't as much as you had in a normal seat back in 2000.
Spirit isn't it like in front. 28 inches or something?
Now,
you're back in the regular in economy?
Well, 31 is what it has been traditionally. Frontier and Spirit make it 28, and American has a bunch of new 737s that everybody's complaining about, because not only do they jam you in, they have four more rows of seats, but the toilets are only half as big as they used to be. You try going into the toilet and take your pants down and sit on the john in a toilet that's half as big as it used to be. All the, you know, and they say, well, that's what people want. They want cheap seats. I don't want a cheap seat. And you know what? If you're paying good money, no matter what, quote unquote, a cheap seat is, what kind of dignity is there involved? Never mind sitting in a seat with my son is 6'3", and he can't get into most of the normal seats. He always gets the extra, and he still is up against the seat in the front. And you know how annoying it is to sit in a seat with some little teeny whopper in the back kicking in, against the seat or pushing it, or even somebody's got long legs pushing against it. You can't put the seat back.
Well, my biggest problem is, and this happens every single time I fly, the person in front of me puts their seat all the way back and they're in my lap.
Yeah.
My knees are already up against the squished up against the seat in front of me, and then some jackass puts their seat all the way back and doesn't even realize, hello, you're in my lap. Like, I'm watching you take a nap in my lap. No. And it's just, I wish that, and I know that some airlines have talked about not having seats that recline at all. I am all for that. Because you need to protect the little bit of space
you have. It wouldn't be bad if we had the normal amount of 34 or 35 inches between the seats. There's a group called Flyers' Rights that's working this over with the FAA. They regulate safety, not comfort, so they say. And they, in the past, have said they wouldn't take up the issue. So now the FAA has been taken to court by this group. Last year, a federal judge told the FAA to now set regulations. So the FAA is taking a stand. It's not clear what that stand is, however, because it's, you can be sure that the lobbyists for American and United and Delta and Southwest are going to be in there saying, oh, we have to make money, and if we have these thinner, narrower, closer seats, it's good for their bottom line. Not good for my bottom or your bottom or anybody else's bottom who's sitting in those seats. All right.
It's terrible.
Let's see, what other travel? Here's something that's very interesting. I find this annoyingly typical and narrow-minded, but that's just my point of view on this. When it comes to Delta, whose headquarters are in Atlanta, as a matter of fact, they're responsible for the Hartsfield Airport being the busiest in the world. They have, I believe it's like 1,400 flights a day in and out of that airport. It's huge. If you ever try to get around it, it's like Chicago and Dallas. You might as well plan on a week to get from one end of the airport
to
another.
That's true. That's really a difficult airport to get around.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And Denver's not much better. So anyway, the folks in the House in Atlanta have threatened to stop Delta, which was about to get a tax break from the state of Georgia. Most of the airlines, like American, has this in Dallas. I believe United has it in most of its hubs. So Delta was going to get a state, almost an elimination of the taxes on jet fuel. And it's kind of like, well, it's helping. This is a big employer. Delta has thousands. I think 40,000 people work for Delta in Georgia. So anyway, they have said, Delta has said, that they are going to stop their discounts for the NRA, as people that ride the NRA have been getting discounts on Delta. Why is that? Why should they get...
I, I totally agree.
What the hell is that all
I don't
about?
Get that. I understand.
I don't get a discount. I belong to the NRA. If I knew that,
well,
I belong
that's
to the NRA,
not my
I could,
point. My point
I know
is,
it isn't. Yeah,
my point is, why is this group being chosen to give a discount over other groups?
Yeah.
And that's not a political statement. That's just, well, what's fair
business.
Is fair.
It's right. Well, in business, they shouldn't be giving them a discount anyway. Maybe somebody woke up to the fact that that NRA, among some, is not necessarily, I mean, you can go either way with it, whether you like them or you don't like them.
Well, a lot of businesses are distancing themselves now because
yeah,
consumers are demanding
right.
that.
Delta, let's see here, United, Hertz, others who have relationships for discounts with the NRA have cut them off. All right, well, we're going to discount the time now, although time is time, 11 and a half for the hour.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJ V Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Jenny had a dream of joining the national bobsled team. She worked out relentlessly and knew that if she just refused to give up, one day her dream would come true and she'd stand triumphantly up on the podium. But when her kids reminded her that she was 52 and she lived in Texas, and maybe she started dreaming this dream a little late in life, she gave up on not giving up. But then she heard how Geico could save her money on car insurance, so she switched and achieved that dream instead.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Now, a new generation of Americans is asking if the media are doing enough for our country. And that's why millions are tuning into Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing conservative news channel, already in 50 million homes. Go to Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people, every minute, every day. Newsmax TV on DirecTV 349, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, and Fios 615.
Here's
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Three after the hour now, time for our weekly visit from Warren Eckstein. Warren is the host of The Pet Show, cleverly. Wow, that's who came up with that name? Did you work on that long time?
Weeks Pet and show? Weeks.
Warren's program is on every weekend all around the country, has been for a long time. He's America's hero when it comes to saving your dog, your cat, your pet. Information galore on this great show. Look it up at thepetshow.com. Warren and a focus on cloning dogs right after this.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master, right? The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising?
how much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
All right, 55 past the hour, Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here. The focus on Barbara Streisand, who has cloned her dog not once, not twice, but three times. And because you and I are friends with her vet, and you've used the same vet, and I've used the same vet, and we both love this guy, I actually talked to him about cloning Charlotte. And he said, you're not going to like what the outcome is. You're not going to like what it costs, number one. Number two, it's not Charlotte. And we had two or three conversations about it, frankly, and he discouraged me from doing it, and so did my children. But that apparently wasn't the conversation he had with Barbara Streisand. I told you the last time I was in there with Frankie, she was there with one of these little white weasels that she had, or maybe they're in the same. I'm looking at pictures of the basket, and that was the same basket she was carrying them in the day I was in there. I didn't know they had been cloned. Did you know that these dogs were cloned, Warren?
I just found out the other day when the story broke in Variety that she had cloned her dogs. And boy, I was never a big Barbara Streisand fan anyway. I mean, I appreciate her voice. But the bottom line is I think it's the most ludicrous and ridiculous thing. And maybe I have a different take on it, Doug, because I spend so much time in the shelters and rescues all across the country. And with so many dogs needing homes and pedigree dogs, purebred dogs as well, why would you clone your dog? First of all, the dog is not going to have the personality of the dog that you had. It may have similar personalities because it's being brought up with you. But there's no purpose to me in terms of cloning a dog. I don't understand it. Listen, my dog is not the most beautiful dog in the world, but once I've had him for a day, I fell in love with the inside. What do I care what they look like on the outside?
That's what Bill Carlson is the vet we're talking about, and that's what he said to me. You're not going to have the same dog. I loved Charlotte more than almost anything that any being I've ever encountered in my life. And so I really wanted it. When she was 12 when we first started talking about it. And that would have been 5 years ago. No, 6 years ago. And he just said, nah, you don't want, it's too expensive and you're not going to have the same dog.
Plus the fact you want to remember that Charlotte was Charlotte, and as he said, there's not going to be another Charlotte. So the bottom line is that when you start cloning dogs, what's next? I mean, what are they going to do next? All right, so I want a dog with one white eye, one blue eye, so I'm going to clone this dog, I'm going to clone... It just drives me absolutely crazy. Go to a shelter, save a dog's life. It's unbelievable to
you
me.
You know as well as I do, though, that kind of research is going on, and people that are crazy enough like Barbara Streisand to do it will do it. They'll have the money, and they'll pay for it, whether it gets done in a vet's office or on a ship in the middle of the ocean, whatever. They're doing it with people, so why not do it with dogs?
I've yet to find one person in the humane community, the rescue community, or the dog world that is pro-cloning dogs. Yeah. I've yet to find one. So I don't know. If she made her decision, she has the money, let her do what she wants to do. But my recommendation is, Barbara, take some of that money and save some dogs' lives.
There you go. All right. Send her a note, will you, please? Send her. She's all over Instagram, pictures of the dog. So.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.